Life Event continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. As you get ready for your Memorial Day weekend picnic or barbecue, don't forget the cheese. That's certainly one of the messages our contributor Jeanette Hurt would have you remember.
Jeanette is the Milwaukee author of a number of books on cheese and other food and drink, and from time to time she brings in some cheese to share with us and you. Hi, Jeanette. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
It is always nice to see you, and not just because you bring cheese with you, but
it's a side benefit.
Special bonus. Yes, exactly. And you brought a number of cheeses with you. I'm counting, what?
Four.
Four, yes.
They're all from Clock Shadow Creamery, which is just down the street from you, practically.
It is. And do these have a particular spring kind of feel to them?
Some of them do. But the other thing is there are some different cheeses. Let me introduce the
Introduce our cheese plate, yes.
Okay, well, we have the Montague, which is an aged sheep and cow milk blend. It's just very nice. It's a really good munching cheese. Then you have a Colby, but what makes this one different, it's a double cream.
Okay.
They make the regular, they have one batch of milk, and then they skim the cream off of another cheese and put that in. So it's a richer, creamier Colby, but still very mild, very good for sandwiches. Then you have the Cream City Brick. And the most interesting thing about this particular cheese, it's made with the milk from the cows that go to State Fair.
Really?
So they, you know, there's a whole bunch of milking cows at State Fair. They get milk. The milk goes over to Clock Shadow, and they make this cheese. Then the other cheese, of course, is their Quark, which is a very, it's a fresh, creamy cheese, and this one is combined with the S.A. Bray chutney, a locally made chutney. And then, of course, I have some peach oolong tea. That brings me to the next thing, which is I'm going to be teaching a bunch of classes at this new cheesy event, which is called, appropriately, the Big Cheese at the Osthoff Resort, and that's Memorial Day weekend. So it's basically 3 days of cheese. They have cheese-making classes, cheese dinners, and then all sorts of cheese classes.
And even if you were not presenting at this, this would be completely your kind of event.
Exactly. So I'm going to be teaching a cheese and cocktails class, and I'm also going to be teaching a cheese and tea pairing class, and then also doing an introduction. And it should be a really fun event. And there should be some cheesemakers from around the state, but also especially from sort of the northeast and north central Wisconsin, northeast central Wisconsin, if that's a part of our state.
As long as Wisconsin is in the name.
Yes. So it's all Wisconsin cheese. It should be really fun. The other big news in terms of cheese right now is the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, which has been promoting Wisconsin cheese and dairy products forever, has changed its name to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin because the board basically works for dairy farmers. Dairy farmers give them money to promote cheese and yogurt and milk, and they thought that was appropriate to explain because we are a dairy state and we are a dairy farmers state.
So the name puts the dairy farmers front and center as opposed to the marketers front and center.
Yes. And then one of their big pushes right now is, of course, you've got June Dairy Month coming up, and there's all sorts of breakfast on the farm, which if you haven't done it, is a fun event. And then in July, they have the American Cheese Society competition. They just, this past March, finished up with the World Cheese Championship. Unfortunately, unlike 2 years ago when a Wisconsin cheese was crowned grand champion, we were not grand champion. We still had five cheeses in the top 20 finals, but we didn't beat the European cheeses this year. We did, however, take home more prizes than in any other region in the world. But that's not surprising.
And so what was the grand champion, do you
the
know?
The grand champion cheese was a French Basque hard cheese called Esquirou, pronounced Esquirou.
Okay.
And
you did not bring any of that?
No, I did not bring any of that.
Not available at Clock Shadow Creamery.
No, it's not. Clock Shadow just sells Wisconsin cheese and primarily cheese made at Clock Shadow or Cedar Grove.
So let's talk about what goes into a cheese and tea pairing, because this is not a combination that we all have probably necessarily thought of a great deal.
Well, if you think about tea, it has a lot of the same characteristics as wine, as well as tannins, which wine, of course, contains. And you can have very light, very delicate teas as well as very aged, robust, earthy teas. And they range the gamut from white teas, green teas, black teas, oolong teas, pu'er teas. There's so many different kinds of teas. Then you add in different flavorings. And a good tea maker like Rishi doesn't add flavors. They actually add things like real fruits and herbs and spices. But you can add those. For example, a perfect example of a tea and cheese pairing is to take a raspberry ale washed Bellavitano, which I know you've had, and then you pair it with a raspberry tea or a raspberry laced green tea, for example. Perfectly paired. What we have here today is I just brewed up some peach oolong because that's what I had been drinking this morning. And then I stopped at Clock Shadow and tasted a bunch of cheeses. And all four of these taste delicious, but they're all different. Let me introduce the cheeses and then we can taste them one by one and taste them with the tea.
Okay.
The one other thing I will say which makes tea a very good beverage with cheese is it's warm. And the warmth of the tea can enhance the flavors and the taste of a cheese. So let's start with, we'll start with the chutney.
Okay.
Cheese, because it's creamy, but it's also very sweet.
And this is the same company that makes the South African sausages.
Yes.
And we are trying this with, these are rice crackers.
It's lovely. Okay. It's sweet. Oh. It's creamy. It would taste great on your bagel instead of cream cheese. But it would also be great to add to a sandwich for a sweet and savory note. Taste them with the tea.
And they are a very nice complement to each other.
You pick up the floral notes of the tea. You pick up the floral or sweet notes in the cheese.
This is it's a very sweet cheese.
Because the chutney is sweet.
That is delicious. I'm going to have more.
I think you should. Now, the next one we're going to go with is the Brick.
Okay.
It's just it's not a very strong Brick. It's a very mild Brick.
Very creamy Brick.
Creamy, a little bit nutty, but not too nutty.
I like to think of myself that way. Also a very nice pairing with the peach oolong.
It's very smooth. It's complimentary.
And it's interesting how the peach oolong blends in so nicely with both something that was very sweet and something that was very mild.
Exactly.
We are onto the Colby.
Traditional Wisconsin cheese.
And Colby was invented in Wisconsin, correct?
In Colby, Wisconsin. Yep. So it's creamier.
That is a delicious Colby.
It's one of those. It's very creamy, but very, very mild. Colby's a very mild cheese with tiny holes, similar to cheddar, but different cultures.
And I think I like the peach oolong with the Brick more than I like it with the Colby.
Exactly. Still goes well, but the Colby, while also mild, isn't as nutty.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't pair with the tea quite as well.
So we are on to the Montague?
Yes, which is a more heavily aged cheese.
And tell us a little bit more about the Montague.
It is, you can taste, this is a lot nuttier.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit earthy, almost grassy. You can almost taste the grass that the cows and sheep grazed on. It's aged. So aging enhances flavors, and it's different because it's two different kinds of milks. Combined.
This is the sheep and cows.
And sheep milk typically has a higher fat content than cow's milk, which has a different effect on cheese making, which is why when you combine milks, it has a different effect. You have to know how to combine and so that they don't separate and taste horrible. That's one interesting thing about Wisconsin cheeses, which I've talked about before. Wisconsin is one of the few areas of the country, if not the world, that combines different kinds of milk into singular cheeses. You can have cow and goat. You can have sheep and goat. You can often have cow, goat, and sheep.
I think you may have brought us cow, goat, and sheep the last time you were here.
And part of that reason, if you look at it, we don't only make a lot of cow's milk in Wisconsin, but we also make a lot of goat's milk and sheep's milk. In fact, we produce more goat's milk and sheep's milk than any other state.
I will say, by the way, that I like the peach oolong tea with the Montague more than I liked it with the Colby, but still not quite as much as I liked it with the Brick.
Well, the Brick, it's, again, very mild, light, floral, and if you wanted to make it an even better pairing, get some peach preserves and add that to the top of the cheese. And then you pick up the peach, you pick up the earthiness, it's a good combination. And again, when you add things, whether it's for tea or wine or cocktails or bourbon, whatever beverage you have, if there are certain aromas, whether they're peach or smoke or whatever it happens to be, although I wouldn't pair cheese with tobacco, and I know some wines have aromas of tobacco.
Right.
You take something and you create a bridge. If something has grapefruit notes, add a grapefruit chutney or a grapefruit jam. If something has cherry notes, some cherry preserves, things like that, or a dish that has cherries in it with the cheese, that's one of the principles of pairing.
I'm honestly dazzled by the Brick.
Isn't it wonderful?
It really is.
And it came from cow's milk here in, well, West Dallas, but the Milwaukee area.
It's not a variety that I'd given a lot of thought to before now, but I feel like I'm going to seek out more.
It's a delicious variety. I love fresh Bricks.
Let me ask you a question before we go here. The big cheese event that you are presenting at, as we said, this is an event that you would have no doubt gone to even if you weren't on the on the agenda. What are the other aspects of this conference that you are most looking forward to?
I love the fact that you can mingle and meet cheesemakers. I've met a lot of our local cheesemakers, but if you're just a typical person, unless you're going to an event like this or going to visit the cheesemakers on their farms, you probably won't get to meet cheesemakers. Anytime you can bridge a connection between what you eat and who makes what you eat is really special. Anytime I go to the store, whether I've met a cheesemaker or a bread maker or a farmer who produces meat, one of those things, I'll look at those brands and immediately a person will come to mind, not just a thing. And I think that's really special. Also, you can take cheese making classes. You can take go for one seminar, or you can get a day pass, or you can come for the whole weekend, depending on how cheesy you're feeling. And it's the Osthoff is not that far away from Milwaukee. So if you just want to go for a day and learn how to make fresh mozzarella or take a cheese and wine pairing class or go to one of the dinners, it would be a fun thing to do.
Well, Jeanette Hurt, always wonderful to see you. Thank you for bringing these terrific cheeses again and opening my eyes and hopefully everyone's eyes to the idea of pairing cheese and tea.
Thanks, Mitch.
Jeanette Hurt is Lake Effect's regular ambassador to the world of Wisconsin cheeses. She's also the author of a number of books and will be part of the Big Cheese event at the Osthoff Resort in Elkhart Lake that begins tomorrow. You'll find a link to more information at wuwm.com.